Joining us now for a discussion about Latino immigration into the American South are Atlanta State Senator Sam Samaripa and D.A. King. He's a columnist and a self-described immigration crime fighter. They're both joining me from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Gentlemen, both of you, welcome to the show. And let's start with you, D.A. You are part of the documentary that I'm doing for CNN. You're one of our characters. And when I first met you, you were holding a protest demonstration in downtown Atlanta in front of the annual event for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF. Why did you decide to hold a protest there?
I decided to hold a protest there, Maria, because that's where the benefit dinner was. It was a fundraiser for MALDEF that was shared by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper here in Atlanta.
There might be some people who listen to this program that might say, well, why are you protesting in front of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, which is a civil rights organization? So help people figure that out.
I protest MALDEF because they are a race-based organization that encourages bilingualism in my country, open borders, and they insist upon giving the rights of real legal immigrants and citizens to illegal aliens.
Paint a picture for me, D.A., of what your city, your town, your area looks like now as opposed to 10 years ago.
Atlanta, as anyone who lives here will tell you, is becoming more and more crowded by the day. As far as visuals, it is difficult to go very far without seeing the flag of Mexico flying and seeing a lot of what I suspect to be illegal aliens sitting around in parking lots waiting for the employers to come hire them.
Sam, when you're a state senator from Georgia, when you look around your area, what do you see? What's the picture that you see?
I see the southeastern economy, which is one of the fastest, most powerful economies in the globe, having grown from a relatively sleepy town in the late 70s to now probably the capital of the southern part of this hemisphere. Some of the reasons for that growth have been a very big vision about the opportunities that exist in real estate, transportation, and communications. But some of the people that have made that possible have been immigrant laborers.
Now, do you see a problem, Senator Samaripa? I mean, when you look around your area, this is the southern part of the United States that is clearly looking quite different than it was 10 years ago. But when you look around, do you see a problem, and what is that problem from your perspective?
One of the things that Mr. King and I agree on is the need for immigration reform. And we need that reform so that we will have some type of status provision for the people that are here. And they're here because they've been recruited here by large employers, sometimes small employers, to come perform tasks that are vital to the economy. But we do have to have some type of provision to allow these people to work here, to obtain licensure here, whether it's driving or hunting or fishing for that matter.
And D.A., what's the problem that you see and what's the solution that you would propose?
I'm pretty insistent, Maria, on our securing our borders as required by the Constitution of the United States. With respect to State Senator Sam Samaripa, immigrant labor is an entirely different topic than illegal alien labor. There are criminal employers who are paying less than an American citizen or even a real legal immigrant would require to live in this country with any dignity to people from the third world who are here illegally, who are working at less than minimum wage in many cases and receiving 10 times as much as they could receive at home. The solution I see is very, very simple. It is enforce our laws and secure our borders.
And what's supposed to happen to the several million undocumented immigrants that are living right now in the United States and the several tens of thousands that live in your state of Georgia?
State Senator Samaripa puts the number of illegal aliens in this country last year at around 20 million, a figure with which I agree. What is supposed to happen to them, to answer your question, is they should be apprehended, processed, and deported back to their home countries.
How are they supposed to be apprehended and summarily deported? What does that look like?
The law says that they are apprehended, processed, and deported. If you want the logistics and the mechanics of that, I would suggest that we increase the amount of people that are charged with enforcing our interior laws, change the Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security to a man who has the honor to do the job to which he is sworn, and go ahead and deport these people as the law requires. You can catch them on the street, in the hospital, in the school. You can catch them as they're walking down the street. You can ask to see their ID. If they show you a matricula consular card, it's a pretty good hint that they're here illegally.
State Senator Samaripa, one of the things that's also new about this wave of undocumented immigration into the American South and to other parts is the level of frustration by American citizens like D.A. King. Isn't there a problem here when, in fact, when people can take advantage of all of these undocumented immigrants who are here without anyone really able to defend them and they have no rights?
The thing that I like about our other guest today is that he has taken an active civic role in this debate. Immigration policy is broken, and it does not work for large employers who need labor. It does not work for civic-minded people who are law-abiding and who think we should have a system that they can understand and that people should live by. So it does not work. That is clear. You know, the bill that we have seen that we all think is a good idea is called the SOLVE Act. My hope is that sometime in the 2005-2006 congressional time frame that we do pass something like the SOLVE Act. The U.S. has always had a very aggressive immigration framework and policy. That policy has served East Europeans well, to some extent Asia, to less extent Africa, and to some extent Latin America and Mexico. It does not work if we grant certain liberties to certain countries that we don't do to others. There is a principle of fairness that is in play, and I think D.A. King says that, and I agree with that. What he and I really disagree about is how do you solve it. He wants to turn the INS and our local police force into sort of a police state. I want to solve it in a bilateral way with those countries that are contributing to the problem.
We're going to leave it right there. We've been speaking with State Senator Sam Samaripa of Atlanta and D.A. King. He's an activist, a columnist, and a self-described immigration crime fighter. Thanks so much for joining us.